Today is Tuesday, May 12th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech 84. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Scott Tyner, Ernie Bailey, and Rob Raspberry talking about working remotely. Scott Tyner starts off talking about the shift of faculty and staff working from home and what elements could become the new normal.
I'm not sure that a place like Bates would ever go full online learning, but it is interesting to think about when faculty are traveling or they're going to conferences or there's snow days or all kinds of other things that we're teaching them ways to keep up with the students. The other big piece for me is what it's going to do about those of us who are learning about working from home. So I would have told you 4 weeks ago, there's no way my help desk could ever work from home. And yet they all are right now, and we're doing things. We're keeping the operations running. So we're all learning some interesting things.
Now, all right, you know what? I'll flip this back for a second then. You as, you know, in being in charge of like the user services or the help desk and everything, would you be a little bit more open now for folks saying, you know, hey, Scott, can I at least do like, you know, maybe one day a week work from home or something? Or you still prefer to have like, you know, kind of more boots on the ground kind of thing?
I think we're going to be much more open to that. Our biggest issue right now with our help desk in particular is our phone system. It's still an analog phone system. And if we had an IP system or a soft phone system, it wouldn't even be a question. But certainly we're going to be more open to that.
Yeah, I think that if the results that are yielded through this meet the satisfaction of, you know, the higher ups and in general in management, then that will certainly change their perspective on work from home. Mm. I mean, in my group,
but that doesn't apply to you though.
right. Evidently not. I have to keep things together. But so as an example, like my video collaboration and production group, there are days in office we're all together and they have edit projects that they have to do. And we don't have more than one dedicated space to edit. So they'll say, hey, Rob, can I edit from home on this project? It's got a deadline. I'm fine with that. And I think that, you know, with help desk, you can do a lot of stuff remotely. You just have to keep track of it. Like we use Remedy Force for tickets to keep track of stuff. But there are certain things that, I mean, we have loaners that we're giving out. So that is something that's very physical for, you know, faculty. They have to, I don't have a laptop. I don't have one that works at home. All right, you got to come in, sign it out. You know, that kind of stuff has to stay. But yeah, I think it'll change everybody's perspective on remote, or working from home.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.